بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Press release. After the rise of quote-unquote Israel, we faced a united Arab world and we gradually divided it. Translated. With these words, Netanyahu addresses his people and the world, bragging as if he has done so. As is the custom of his people, they are slanderers, lying and claiming what they do not have. Before the existence of the entity of those upon whom Allah has cursed, and before the destruction of the caliphate, the quote-unquote Arab world was not just united. Rather, it was one nation under one state. This nation was not divided by you, but rather by your masters who created you with malice and deceit. Your masters who fought this nation for centuries, tasted its might, and witnessed the fall of their capitals one after the other. Constantinople was conquered and its sister, Rome, almost fell, but Allah willed that it remains a reserve for a new conquest to come, inshallah. Your masters in the West were facing a united Islamic world and knew the source of its strength. Then while the Islamic nation was unaware and weak, they infiltrated the minds and hearts of its children, stirring up strife and igniting nationalisms and patriotisms. This one is Arab and that one is Turkish. This one is Kurdish and that one is Amazigh. They raised calls for division above religion and the brotherhood of Islam. So they divided our nation and acted like a scalpel on a single body, dividing the countries with the Sykes-Picot Agreement, which gave birth to the infamous Balfour Declaration. The Islamic nation was divided the day they created for us imaginary borders and flags of division. They told us to sanctify our homelands and create imaginary borders between us. Then they placed your evil sperm in the womb of deceit and malice. The West gathered you from the dispersion of the earth and you were worth less than dogs to them. Then the day you were born, the West had taken control of our lands and placed guardians over its interests, rulers who were accustomed to treason and subservience. Then it made you its advanced base in our lands and a dagger for division in our sides. Thus you were born in an incubator of agent regimes created by the West that were worthy of your illegitimate entity. So division and your presence in our lands were one thing. Then the West, with the cooperation of the agent rulers and the traitorous PLO, Palestine Liberation Organization, succeeded in establishing your entity on the blessed land of Palestine, and they are trying to give it legitimacy through treacherous peace agreements. However, even though you did not take Palestine except after the division of the Ummah, and even though you are now bombing Gaza and Lebanon, Syria and Yemen, and then Iran, and division serves you, and the absence of zeal and assistance fuels your strength and war. And even though you do not engage in all of that except with the support, protection and weapons of those who established you in this land, we hear the breaths of unity in the nation, and the meanings of jihad are now emerging from under the dust of suffering. And the Islamic Ummah today longs for its unity, and it has known the secret of its weakness and its enemy. And all that is missing is for its efforts to combine to bring down the agent regimes that divided it. And just as you took the country with its weakness and division, this Ummah will expel you and your masters from it with its strength and unity. And you are nothing but passing dust scattered by the winds of the coming nation.
إحدى الحسنيين ونحن نتربص بكم أن يصيبكم الله بعذاب من عنده أو بأيدينا فتربصوا إنا معكم متربصون.
Say, are you awaiting anything to befall us except one of the two best things? Victory or martyrdom. But we are waiting Allah to afflict you with the torment either from Him or at our hands. So keep waiting. We too are waiting with you.
إن الله بالغ أمره قد جعل الله لكل شيء قدرا.
Allah has already set a destiny for everything. Media office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in the blessed land, Palestine. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.